Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Here in studio with me is Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse and City Manager Ron Fear. Again, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, give us a call. 785-537-1350 is the number to call, and we'll patch you through. We went over the City Commission meeting that will be tonight at 7 o'clock at City Hall. And wanted to go over just a couple things of, I believe it was the last work session on June 27th, or I guess it would be the 26th. Whichever date that was, whichever Tuesday that was. And it was just discussion, but went over some budget issues and still got to about August till the city formulates its budget and puts that on the table for approval. But an interesting thing about that was we got a phone call? Okay. We'll leave people in suspense on my thought. We'll take this phone call real quick. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Yes, what kind of improvements or changes are you making to the roundabout in Candlewood?
So essentially, we've got some various pavement failure there, and it's been obviously a situation where we're patching those potholes. It's my understanding that they're actually doing a full replacement there of the pavement so that it's uniform and better. I don't think they're taking any of the middle planter out. That particular roundabout does have a slight offset, and I'm not sure they're being able to necessarily address that. But mainly the pavement condition, and then I think they're doing some work on each of the legs in each direction as you approach that, with some pavement improvement as well.
All right, thanks again for that call. Again, 785-537-1350. All right, now to finish that thought, looking at that work session, you listen to a lot of budget presentations from a lot of area agencies and that sort of thing, getting all routine. And one thing that was interesting that I noticed was Director of Finance Bernie Hahn gave a report to the commission and talked about where the budget sits and talked about a possible hiring freeze. And I guess, is that still a possible hiring freeze, or is that actually...
No, we've actually implemented it. Okay. So, you know, that's really dealing with the budget work session was dealing with next year's budget, 2019,
right.
But we've had to take some measures because we're not hitting our revenue projections that we budgeted for 2018. Sales tax continues to be pretty flat. We're off about through May, about 83,000 short of what we budgeted, but we're also, some of our other revenue sources are down, municipal court, building permits, franchise fees. So we got this situation where you have multiple revenue sources that are feeding the general fund, which funds the bulk of the city departments, are lagging, and so needing to do kind of a course correction. Several of those funds were down last year as we ended 2017, which tipped into our reserves, and so we're needing to add some of those reserves back. And actually, at the public hearing on the budget for 2019 in August, we plan to have some consideration for the commission about potentially amending our current budget to do some revenue transfers. And so then some of that discussion will happen next week, as well as we will have a fifth budget work session. Next week is the fourth budget work session that will focus on a variety of areas. So one of the things is that, you know, I think we've been a little too optimistic on some of our revenue projections in some of those funds. And so we're kind of needing to do a course correction to lower some of those expectations. You know, we had several years of some very healthy and aggressive growth in some of those revenues, and we kind of used some averages for making those projections. And, you know, we've had enrollment dropping off and a lot of deployments, and so especially with the sales tax, those haven't occurred. You know, we were encouraged by the Supreme Court's internet sales tax finding, but, you know, we're really not anticipating revenue. Any additional revenue from that probably till 2020. The 19 legislature will have to do some things to create that mechanism to start collecting that. And so in the meantime, in order to balance things out, we need to reduce our costs or look for other revenue sources to help fill that gap. And so, you know, we're going to be projecting to do a little of both.
And Mary, your thoughts on the budget process, the hiring freeze, just how things are looking there?
Well, it's unfortunate we have to do it. But on the other hand, we have to be responsible. And we see the trajectory of that our sales taxes are taking, and we just have to respond. And we have to we can't wait till next year. We have to kind of jump in now so that our calendar, pardon me, our budget is built on a calendar year. So we have to have everything lined up and organized and be in place by the end of it, by December 31st. And then we're starting, you know, we're looking seriously at 2019, as Ron said. And that's a challenge because it's hard to look into the crystal ball and see what's there for the future. And so we're looking forward to K-State numbers being up in the fall. Even slightly will be good and kind of change the downward trend. And for higher education generally, it's not just K-State, I think, is how we need to look at it. But you know, the Topeka paper this morning said that the state sales tax for Kansas is up significantly. So I think we need to look at we'll pull out of this downward curve and things will be restored here too.
Now, is that hiring freeze just for this 2018?
It is for 2018. It's only for departments that are funded from the general fund. So it doesn't deal with our water, sewer, stormwater funds, that sort of thing. So it's somewhat of a partial, but it does hit most of the folks. That also impacts, we've eliminated any travel for conferences and training, that sort of thing, for the rest of the year as well for folks that are in that general fund.
So and we do have a phone call. Go ahead, caller, you're on in focus.
Well, I hope we get sales tax from Manhattan Incorporated on the east side of the Blue, over the west side of the Blue River Channel now, on the east side of the old Blue River with Walmart and all that. I know when we're out here scraping the ice and snow off the roads, they tell us that one of the roads here in front of Walmart is private property and it's not to be scraped. I wonder if they're paying the taxes to Manhattan and the sales tax to Manhattan that we could do your little trick with the rezoning or whatever and make that road somehow gain a right-of-way through it so we wouldn't have to inflict onto our other taxpayers and our drivers not having that road cleared of the ice and snow. Just another little thing to think about. Thank you.
Sure, appreciate that call. Specifically, you mentioned the Super Walmart store, and when that was developed, the public street there is Bluemont extended into the site to the traffic signal, and then if you go south from there, that's a public portion of the street that's a public right-of-way. If you go straight or to the left or to the north, those are what we call public travel easements, but they are the responsibility of the developer and the development to improve and maintain. Walmart, we were the first in the state to do, and one of the few in the country to do, a transportation development district when that Walmart store opened, and that helped pay for widening on McCall and some of those traffic improvements that occurred there, and that was a little bit extra sales tax that they applied to that store, and that went for those improvements. That paid off, I think, about 10 years ago, and so that's been beneficial and one of the tools we've used to help work with some of our issues. The snow removal circumstances vary depending on that private development, but all of that area clear to the Blue River, current, you mentioned the old Blue River, which we refer somewhat times to the Walmart ditch, but it's the ditch that's basically paralleling Tuttle Creek Boulevard on the east side of Tuttle Creek Boulevard is the old river channel. So, and that's the line for Pottawatomie County, the city limits go all the way out to the current Blue River Bridge, and actually a portion of the development that's east of there, what we call Heritage, Heritage South and Heritage North, where the other traffic signal is, that is in the city as well. So we are collecting those sales taxes currently. So appreciate the phone call.
All right, we're due for a break. Let's go ahead and take it. We'll come back and talk more with Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse and City Manager Ron Fear. Maybe talk a little bit about fireworks in this city and what to think about there. Right, as Linda's eyes get really big. More Focus coming up.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air.